Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 38 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Jacob Lindberg.
And I'm Naya Andweza.
The health, safety, and welfare of the residents of Martin County are at stake here. This is an emergency situation.
The House has adopted a resolution urging Governor Matt Bevin to declare a state of emergency in Martin County.
Anti-abortion legislation in Kentucky is at the center of heated debate.
A bill that would legalize medical marijuana is moving forward.
A misdemeanor charge against the former mayor of Moorhead has been dismissed.
A Pikeville man is charged with sex trafficking.
In sports, the MSU women are fighting for a spot in the OVC championship.
But Luke has the stock report.
A small chance of drizzle tonight, cloudy with lows around 36 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
House resolution urges Governor Matt Bevin to declare a state of emergency in Martin County due to a water crisis. EKB News reports the House adopted Resolution 108 Wednesday. 93rd District Representative Chris Harris drafted the measure.
We are in a dire situation in Martin County, and we ask, this is not something that I come before this body lightly to say, but I can tell you, Mr. Speaker, that the system is failing.
Martin County's water crisis worsened last year as it struggles with aging infrastructure. The district has asked for a nearly 50% rate increase, but Harris says that is something county residents cannot afford. A declaration from the governor would send state resources to Martin County.
Kentucky teachers poured in the Capitol again yesterday as several counties continued to stage protest sick-outs. Lawmakers in both chambers are meeting for what's known as a free conference committee to work out differences on a possible tax bill, one some speculate could serve as a vehicle for other legislation. When asked specifically about the controversial tax credit language, Senate President Robert Stivers said,
"Well, it's really not been discussed because we had those initial documents, and everything that's been discussed so far has been right there in the public. So there's been no outside discussions on this."
Thursday saw sick outs in Jefferson, Oldham, and Bullitt counties. Fayette remained open.
Republican leaders in Kentucky are promising 2019 will be a watershed year for the anti-abortion movement in the Commonwealth. Bills range from Senate Bill 9, outlawing abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected, often around 6 weeks, to House Bill 5, which bans abortions based on sex, race, national origin, or disability. At yesterday's rally, Governor Matt Bevin said, "It's time to unite and push them forward."
The fabric of America is made up of many threads. We need every one of them. Demographically, economically, morally, spiritually, we have got to protect life at every turn. Every turn.
The rhetoric surrounding the debate is also drawing fire. Yesterday, members of the Kentucky Legislative Black Caucus and the Women's House Democratic Caucus held a press conference calling for an end to frequently heard comparisons of abortion to lynching, slavery, and the Holocaust.
Medical marijuana advocates scored a victory Wednesday, with the House Judiciary Committee approving a bill that would legalize and regulate the prescribing of medical cannabis. Many in Frankfurt weren't expecting it, including State Senator Whitney Westerfield.
"I was surprised by the 16-1 vote last night. Didn't expect that."
Currently, medical marijuana is legal in 33 states.
Two governors and 15 attorneys general have signed a brief supporting the Trump administration's efforts to have a citizenship question on the 2020 U.S. Census form. Kentucky's Matt Bevin argues not having the question on the census could have negative consequences for the state. Bevin is opposing a U.S. district judge's ruling in New York, which found that the citizenship question is unlawful, even if it didn't violate the Constitution. Department of Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross wanted the question added to improve enforcement of the Federal Voting Rights Act, but some opponents fear it will affect participation and change congressional and legislative redistricting. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear the case for including the question in April. We'll be back with more news right after this quick timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can easily be accommodated. Featuring a variety of gifts, cards, locally made crafts, and now a complete yarn shop. A community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. The Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop and Coffee Tree Books are open Monday through Saturday, online, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
A charge of violating a domestic violence order against the former mayor of Moorhead has been dismissed. Jim Tom Trent appeared in Fayette District Court on February 28th, where the misdemeanor charge was dismissed. Trent was arrested in November 2018 for allegedly violating a DVO. Rowan County Sheriff Matt Sparks said at the time that the arrest could have been a clerical error. The violation charge was dismissed without prejudice. It is unclear if the DVO is still in place, since it was originally filed in a sealed juvenile record.
An Elliott County man is facing additional charges after a week-long investigation by Kentucky State Police. 47-year-old Ronald Steinspring was arrested last Friday after a 15-year-old girl told police she was being held at the man's Lytton Fork Road home against her will. After a brief investigation, KSP went to the man's home and eventually charged Steinspring with second-degree criminal abuse, possession of a destructive device or booby trap, fleeing or evading police, and resisting arrest. Additional charges of first-degree criminal abuse of a child under 12, first-degree wanton endangerment, and endangering the welfare of a minor have been added since his arrest. Steinspring is scheduled to appear in Elliott District Court March 14th at 9 a.m., He is being held in the Rowan County Detention Center on a $250,000 bond.
A Martin County man faces upgraded manslaughter charges. The arraignment of Elwood 6 was delayed Thursday in Inez. 6 was indicted for second-degree manslaughter and has pleaded not guilty. Police tell WMKY 6 shot and killed Rodney Stepp in December. Six now faces a first-degree manslaughter charge. His new arraignment date is set for March 15th. Officials do not know the reason for the enhanced charge. Six's trial is set for June 17th.
A Pikeville man is facing 5 counts of sex trafficking of minors. 55-year-old Ernest B. Ray, also known as Junior, appeared in U.S. District Court in Pikeville Wednesday and is facing 5 separate counts of sex trafficking in minors between 2010 and 2016. Ray is also facing 6 counts of drug trafficking. He was indicted on the charges February 28th and was taken into custody on Tuesday. Ray pled not guilty Wednesday morning in court, where he appeared alongside his attorney, Kent Varney. A jury trial date was set for Monday, May 13th. If convicted, Ernest Ray faces a potential sentence of life in prison for each of the sex trafficking charges.
A Harrison County father is determined to find out what happened to his son, who was last seen November 13th. According to LEX 18, Michael Hudgens is offering $25,000 for any information that will lead him to his 39-year-old son, Kelly. Police say Kelly was last seen walking on Waterworks Avenue in Cynthiana. Numerous search efforts in the area have been unsuccessful. Investigators have previously said there is no reason to suspect foul play in Kelly's disappearance, but his father thinks otherwise.
That's the trouble with these people right now is involved or my son's missing. They're lying.
Hudgens says he thinks someone out there knows something and he won't stop till he gets answers.
The Lexington Police Department has issued a traffic alert for this afternoon due to the KHSAA Sweet 16 basketball tournament at Rupp Arena. According to LEX 18, a visit from Vice President Mike Pence will also bring more drivers than normal to the area, and drivers should expect delays downtown and in the area around Bluegrass Airport. Some roadways will be briefly shut down into the evening rush hour. Police ask drivers to be patient and to allow extra time for their commute.
Kentucky's Attorney General is warning residents about suspended Social Security number scams. WMKY's Haley Stidham has more.
Attorney General Andrew Beshear's office has received nearly 20 formal complaints of Social Security scams from multiple counties throughout the Commonwealth in the past 6 months. The scammer claims the victim's social security number has been suspended due to suspicious activity and asks the victim to verify their social security number as well as other personal information. The Federal Trade Commission has issued an alert after more than 35,000 people reported the scam last year. Brashear's office says not to trust caller ID and to verify any suspicious call or call the Real Social Security Administration at 800-772-1213. For WMKY News, I'm Haley Stidham.
No injuries were sustained this morning in a crash involving a state trooper. It happened on Kentucky 801 near the intersection with Rice Road here in Rouen County. Kentucky State Police say a vehicle operated by Nathan Vernatter was heading westbound on Rice Road approaching Kentucky 801 when he was unable to stop. Vernatter reportedly traveled across both lanes of traffic and T-boned a second vehicle, operated by Cody Lewis. Lewis spun into the path of Trooper Justin Reynolds. The accident is under investigation.
Slick road conditions cause U.S. 23 on Jenkins Mountain to close today. Kentucky State Police tell WYMT several cars are stranded and a semi jackknifed and began leaking fuel. Officials don't know when U.S. 23 will be open. Police ask drivers to use extra caution today on the roads.
As AK Steel shuts down its Ashland location, local politicians are devising a plan for the property along the Ohio River. WMKY's Brian Courtney has more.
AK Steel announced in January it would be closing the Ashland Works facility before the end of the year, saying most operations have been idle since late 2015. The location employed over 200 workers who are facing transfer or unemployment. AK Steel tells the Daily Independent it is working to transfer as many workers as possible, and the company is open to selling the property. The production facility covers 700 acres along the Ohio River, equipped with dock and rail facilities. City officials are in talks about what's to be done with the facility, but no deal is currently in place. Mayor Steve Gilmore says he and the Board of Commissioners are keen to find productive new uses for the location, but must wait to see what AK officials decide to do. For WMKY News, I'm Brian Courtney.
The deadly tornadoes in Alabama are serving as a reminder of how critical it is for emergency management officials in our area to try to be as prepared as possible. On Wednesday, the state of Kentucky held its annual tornado drill. Boyd County Emergency Management Director of Information Technology, Chris Hutchison, says while methods of warning people have expanded greatly since sirens were put in place more than half a century ago, they still serve a critical purpose. Following the devastating twisters in nearby counties the past few years, officials say these drills have taken on an added weight. Currently, sirens are in place in Boyd County at 4 fire stations, but they're hoping to get more. Taking a look at your region's weather, tonight, cloudy with a low around 37. Saturday, rain likely with a high near 60. Saturday night, rain possible with a low around 48. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 57. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 35. Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 52. Monday night, mostly clear with a low around 27. Taking a look at your region's temperatures, in Ashland and Inez, it's 37. In Winchester, it's 38. In Lexington, it's 40. In Flemingsburg, it's 36. And here in Moorhead, it's 38 degrees.
On our feature story this afternoon, Kentucky's oldest and largest licensed treatment center for women recovering from substance abuse has received a lucrative grant for a second time. WMKY's Nacogdoches Miller has the story.
We've been saving lives for over 40 years. We have our licensing as an alcohol and other drug entity, behavioral health services organization, and along with that, the BHSO, you have to become accredited. And so we were accredited 3 years ago, and then we just went through this accreditation, and so we got another three-year accreditation.
That's Lisa Minton, the executive director for Crystal's House. Funding for the Lexington facility comes from the Commission on Accreditation of Rehabilitation Facilities, or CARF. Minton says it's not easy to get this type of grant.
And the very cool thing about this is that we We're one of the 3% of all of the programs that CARF surveys to receive our accreditation with no recommendation. So that was very exciting.
Minton says this grant shows a lot about the foundation's image.
We also wanted to do it because it does. It shows conformity with standards, you know, above and beyond. And it just shows that we are providing best practices, quality services for the women and children we work with every day.
No matter their background, all women receive equal care.
When they enter into Chrysalis House, they're going to be at one of our 4 residential treatment facilities, and they receive licensed, evidence-based treatment. They also receive wraparound services, job readiness services.
Minton says it's about getting people the help they need.
Provide what they need to get back on their feet and live safe, productive lives for them and themselves. Their children.
While going through treatment, women in the program are able to stay in contact with their children.
We're one of the few programs that allow women to come in pregnant, deliver their babies, and then keep the babies with them while they're in treatment. And then older children can come and spend the night on the weekends.
Patients usually stay 3 to 6 months on average, but Minton says they tend to give back after completing their treatment.
Transition into independent living, where they're still receiving our services. We do have a 40-unit apartment complex. It's all 2- and 3-bedroom apartments that the women can move into and reunite with their families. And we have a special partnership with the Lexington Housing Authority so that the women can receive housing assistance.
For more information on Chrysalis House, visit their website at chrysalishouse.org. For WMKY News, I'm Nacogdoches Miller.
The time is 4:47. I'm Jacob Lindberg here with Naya Andwaza, and we're glad you joined us on this Friday afternoon. WMKY's Leanne Akers has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, pies and cookies, scones, braids and muffins. Lunch menu features sandwiches, soups, and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeout orders and lunch reservations at 780-4282 or online at rutabakers.com.
MSU's women are hoping to advance. For WMKY Sports, I'm Leanne Akers. Moorhead State women's basketball and UT Martin are battling this afternoon for a spot in the OVC championship game. Tip-off was at 4 p.m. The winners of today's game will face Belmont in the final tomorrow. Even though his team is trying to make history, Eagles head coach Greg Todd says his squad is laser-focused on today's matchup.
We met with them yesterday and had practice. Everything's on UT Martin. And I don't think the program's ever been in a championship game, much less win a championship game. So, you know, we've got our work cut out today.
Whoever wins this game will go on to take on the Belmont Bruins tomorrow at 2 p.m. with an automatic berth into the NCAA tournament on the line. The quarterfinal round of the boys' state basketball tournament is underway at Rupp Arena in Lexington. Walton, Verona, and Campbell County kick things off earlier today with the Camels coming out on top 49-42. Ashland Blazer representing the 16th region and Trinity rounding out afternoon play with Trinity moving on to the semifinals with a score of 60-30. Play continues tonight with Scott County and Butler facing off at 6:30 p.m. Madisonville North, Hopkins, and Warren Central will wrap up quarterfinal play in the 8 p.m. nightcap. Today's winners square off in tomorrow's semifinal matchups. The state championship game will be tip-off at 2 p.m. on Sunday. The University of Kentucky men's team is preparing for their final game of the regular season action tomorrow. They play host to the University of Florida. The Wildcats beat Florida in Gainesville 65-54 in the two teams' first meeting this season, and the return trip is a chance for the Gators to secure a spot in the NCAA tournament. Kentucky is still contending for a number one seed, but a home loss to Florida will all but eliminate their chances. Kentucky plays Florida at 2 p.m. The SEC tournament tips off next Wednesday in Nashville, Tennessee. The Eagles and the Bruins are about to begin a three-game series in Nashville this afternoon. Morehead State's baseball team is 9-2 on the season, coming off a midweek loss to Louisville 10-9. Belmont won their Wednesday matchup with Middle Tennessee, moving them to 5-7 overall this season. MSU coach Mike McGuire says the Eagles have a few things to overcome going into OVC play.
Casey Keener, their Friday night starter, is as good a starter as there is in our league. We're going to have our hands full there. We've got to really work to stay in the strike zone and not chase against him. And then we've got to work to get to advantage counts against him, because he's a guy that you don't want to get behind. I mean, he's punching out about 10 or 11 hitters per game.
First pitch will fly at 5 p.m. You can listen to that game live on MSUEagles.com. The teams will also face off at 2 p.m. on Saturday and again at the same time on Sunday. Morehead State University's softball team is gearing up for their home opener on Sunday with Akron. The Eagles have had a tough season so far with 11 losses. Head coach Samantha Jones says her team has been working hard to face off with the Zips this weekend.
I mean, they're just a scrappy team, so we just need to be prepared from inning one, because they're going to do everything that they can and they're going to stay in the game mentally and physically all the way through seven innings, or how many ever innings it's going to take. So for us, it's just playing our game and staying focused and coming out and ready to play from inning one.
Akron and MSU have a doubleheader Sunday starting at noon. The Saturday matchup was canceled due to poor field conditions. And finally, in sports this afternoon, Santa Anita Park in Arcadia, California, has suspended horse racing indefinitely as they investigate why 21 horses died on the track in the past 10 weeks. Experts in Lexington say accidents on tracks are caused by a variety of reasons, but this particular incident certainly raises concerns. Dr. Mary Scalia is the equine medical director for the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission. She believes Santa Anita acted out of an abundance of caution, but made the right call on closing down until they know what the problem is. Santa Anita is investigating their racing protocols and track surface. The Kentucky Horse Racing Commission says they're paying close attention to this, but officials say they don't know what additional steps to take right now in the aftermath of the deaths in Santa Anita. They need to know specific issues at that track. Doctors at Santa Anita say it will likely take some time to get definitive answers. The track is slated to host the Breeders' Cup a record 10th time this fall. And that's going to do it for sports for WMKY. I'm Leanne Akers.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Eagle baseball plays West Virginia at home next Tuesday and Wednesday, followed by three games with Eastern Kentucky University next weekend. Tickets available from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks fell for a fifth straight day after the U.S. government released employment data that badly missed expectations, adding to growing concerns that the global economy may be slowing down. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 22.99 at 25,450.24. The S&P 500 was down 5.86 at 2743.07. And the NASDAQ Composite was down 13.32 at 7408.14. Stock started out very weak this morning. At one point, the Dow was down 220 points. And, of course, this came on the heels of the very weak employment report for the month of February, when the U.S. economy, it was reported, added only 20,000 jobs, This did mark the weakest month of jobs creation since September 2017, and economists going into the report were expecting a gain of 180,000. And this data comes amid growing concern about the global economy possibly slowing down in general. Data out of China showed its exports slumped 20.7% from a year earlier, far below analyst expectations and wiping out a surprise jump in January. And, of course, the weak data today comes less than 24 hours after the European Central Bank slashed its growth forecast for the Eurozone and announced a new round of policy stimulus. Costco was up over 5% on better-than-expected quarterly earnings, and H&R Block rose over 3% after reporting a lower-than-expected quarterly loss yesterday and also reiterating their 2019 earnings outlook. In the commodities markets, oil was weak today, finishing with a loss of 1.1% at $56.04 a barrel. Gold was up 1.1% at $1,300.20 an ounce. In Europe, stocks had a rough day, with the Stock 600 index down 0.9%. And in Asia, stocks were pummeled, with the Nikkei down 2% and the Shanghai Composite down 4.4%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Goldman Sachs and United Health Group, while the worst performers were ExxonMobil and Pfizer. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Costco and H&R Block, while the worst performers were Noble Energy and EOG Resources. Turning out of stocks of local interest, it was Community Trust Bank up 16 cents at $40.95, Dollar General down 16 cents at $118.72, Marathon Petroleum down $1.33 at $57.51, PPL down 9 cents at $31.98, CSX down 25 cents at $71.77, and AK Steel is down 8 cents to finish at $2.62. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn buys, sells, trades, and loans almost anything of value. Cash for gold, silver, jewelry, and diamonds. Tools, video games, televisions, computers, hunting supplies, music gear, and guitars. Bypass Pawn is open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sundays. 897 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Phone number is 780-7296. Facebook and online, bypasspawn.com.
Coffee Tree Books in Moorhead will host a book signing and discussion with Dave Flora at 12 p.m. tomorrow. The artist and author will lead a discussion and sign copies of his new book, drawn from the gospel.
MSU Dining will sponsor a concert by the Wood Sheep inside the Adrian Doran University Center at Moorhead State University. The music begins at 7 p.m. on Monday, March 11th. The event is free and open to the community.
The Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling will host a basketball trivia night from 7 to 9 p.m. on Friday, March 22nd. Teams of two players is $5 and up to six players is $10. Cash bar and snacks must be at least 21 or over. Tickets available online or at the door.
The Kentucky Arts Council presents Kentucky Crafted, The Market, March 16th and 17th at the Kentucky Horse Park Alltech Arena in Georgetown. Hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Arts and crafts, music, books, specialty foods, and more. Admission is $8 per person and tickets available at the door. Taking a look at your region's weather, tonight cloudy with a low around 37. Saturday, rain likely with a high near 60. Saturday night, rain possible with a low around 48. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 57. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 35. Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 52. Monday night, mostly clear with a low around 27. Taking a look at your region's temperatures, in Inez and Ashland, it's 37. In Winchester, it's 38. In Lexington, it's 40. In Flemingsburg, it's 36. And here in Moorhead, it's 38 degrees.
That's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Leanne Akers, Grant Johnson, Sarah Fashipe, Haley Stidham, Brian Courtney, Chaz Jenkins, Greg Jenkins, and Paul Hitchcock, WUKY's Josh James, and Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke with your stock report. And our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Nacogdoches Miller. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at wmky.org. For Anaya Andwaza and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Jacob Lindberg for WMKY News. All Things Considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.